Welcome back to another off-season edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Stay tuned because at the end of the Pick 6, we're going to give you a sneak peek at the new Vikings uniforms. But first, let's get to the questions. The first one comes from Roman in Edina, Minnesota. What are the Vikings most likely to do at middle linebacker? Are Brian Urlacher or Manti Te'o options? I think at this point, both guys are options for the Vikings. Remember, last year's starting middle linebacker was Jasper Brinkley. He signed a free agent contract with Arizona. So we have Audie Cole on the roster, or we can look to free agency or the draft. Brian Urlacher, we all know him. He played for the Bears since 2000, was a first-round pick there, and has been a top-notch defender his entire career. Manti Te'o might be the highest-profile player in this year's draft. He could be there right around when the Vikings pick at 23 or 25 in the first round. Te'o had his pro day this week and looked pretty good. He improved on his 40 time from the combine. Yes, both guys are options, but there's plenty of other options out there as well. It'll be interesting to see what the Vikings do. Our next question comes from Darwin. Do you feel Christian Ponder will be able to connect on a regular basis with a speedy receiver on the outside? If you look at the numbers from last year, the deep passing game is something our offense has to improve upon, and I think they will this offseason, especially with Greg Jennings now in the fold. But let's also remember that this is a run game dominated offense that does not rely on the vertical passing game with regularity. This passing game is about protecting the ball and being efficient. Last season, Christian Ponder only had 12 interceptions, and he threw an interception once every 40 throws. That's one of the best rates in the NFL. Also, he completed a career high 62% of his passes. Those are the numbers that we need to focus on with this passing game. Our next question comes from Twitter. At Wild Bill asks, who are some high character wide receivers in this draft? Seems like the Vikings are going for those types of guys. That is true. That's who the Vikings want to draft. They want to draft high character players who love the game of football. One receiver in this year's class that I think fits that mold is Aaron Dobson. He played college football at Marshall, and I saw him play at the Senior Bowl. He's got good size and good speed. The guy was a four-year player at Marshall. He was a team captain as a senior, and before the senior season started, he asked his coaches if he could play on special teams. He's the face of a franchise type of player for the University of Marshall, and he wanted to cover kicks. That's the type of player coaches want on their team. Our next question comes from Tyler. Is it possible that the Vikings improve the passing game by selecting one of the top tight ends instead of a wide receiver in the draft? At this point, I wouldn't rule anything out. We all know Rick Spielman likes to take the best player available when he's on the clock. So if a tight end is the best player available, Rick Spielman's going to take him. He proved that by taking Kyle Rudolph just a couple years ago. We didn't need a tight end that year, but Kyle Rudolph was too good to pass up. Now, if you look at Mike Mayock's top five players at each position, you'll notice his top tight end is from Notre Dame. We already have five Notre Dame players, and we already have two tight ends from Notre Dame, but three is not a crowd when you're talking about good players. I wouldn't rule this out. Our next question comes from Willie. How is Greg Childs coming along with his recovery, and do you think he will be able to contribute in the passing game this year? I think it's too early to make a prediction on Greg Childs, but I can tell you he's been working hard all offseason and ever since his injury to get back. I'm optimistic he's going to be back on the field in 2013. Our last question comes from Steve. Do you think that Everson Griffin could be moved to fill the hole at middle linebacker? Everson does have linebacker skills. We saw that last season. Remember, he had the pick six against St. Louis where he dropped into coverage. Everson can do that from time to time, but on a consistent basis, I'd rather see him at defensive line. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Sorry, we ran out of time for the jersey unveil. Hopefully, we can squeeze it in next time. Don't forget, submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and hopefully, it'll be included in next week's Pick 6.
Is it just diseased? Is it on both sides?
Do you remember? Jordan, do you remember the pop-ups for Ponder, the ones you used?